Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heads or tails.
Lemon face.
All right, here we go.
Shane! Oh, I miss Shane.
What about girl Shane, though?
I mean, I miss girl Shane.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Gozer Podcast 363. This is Jorge.
Hi!
Hey!
This is Matt. Hey! Hi.
Who am I? A little man who spent 27 years of his life as a cop, trying to put big shots like you away. 27 years in the filth and dirt of the streets, and there ain't no music down there. You watch the people on the streets, killing, raping each other, pumping dope through their veins, while big men like you sit in the fancy penthouses, and yet the poor slobs rot in hell. I know about you. As long as it puts money in your pocket, today the nobodies who made you rich are gonna win. Die, you son of a bitch. This is Ree!
Damn. He had a whole
monologue prepared. That monologue is from a very special film called Deadly Prey from 1987.
He had a whole ass monologue prepared. Good Deadly Lord.
Prey. Good Lord.
Well,
that's,
how you been?
That's impressive. I admire your effort.
Thanks. Well, I'm watching that thing and I'm like, God damn, this shit's good.
That's pretty good.
And it needs to be reappropriated.
I like that. I'm glad you did that. You should make that a bit.
Okay.
We demand it.
Okay. Yeah. Now I kind of don't want to do it.
Yeah.
You have to forget about it.
Do it all the time.
You'll forget about it by next week, and then I can do it again.
I'll forget about it.
You'll forget about it in 20 minutes. And that's not the weed talking. That's just truth.
That's true.
That's just Mateo, dude.
That's just me.
So, how you been?
Good.
Yeah? Look at you.
I think so. I don't even know how long it's been. How long's it been?
It's been.
I don't even remember what the fuck I'd done.
Like, were you shooting a movie?
I really don't. Was I? Am I? I don't know. I don't remember when the last time we recorded was.
This is too much, man.
I don't remember when the last time we recorded was, so I don't know what I've done. But by and large, I don't think I've done.
This is too much, man. I can't handle this much longer, dude.
I don't know what I've done.
I don't know what I've done.
You either have to lay off the weed or manage your memories a little bit better. I don't know how you do it.
Who needs memories? Like, I don't know.
God, yeah, dude, you've done a real 180 here.
I don't know. I've just been working out a lot and sleeping, taking naps. I'm gonna go to Disneyland on Monday. That's fun.
This is crazy.
It's fucking dope. Hey, who the fuck is this bitch?
And then I've been watching.
You're gonna go to Disneyland on Monday?
I'm going to Disneyland on Monday. And then I've been watching a bunch of stuff.
Who are you going with, little homie?
I'm going with Andrea.
As you do.
Yep. She hasn't been to Disneyland yet. She hasn't been to any of the amusement parks in California.
Nice.
And I've had an itch to go to Disneyland for a minute.
Well, right now's the time to go.
Kids are back in school.
Halloween stuff up.
Labor Day is done. It's a Monday, so hopefully it's not super busy. I get to check out all that cool Star Wars stuff. Maybe.
It was pretty cool.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'm down. I haven't been to Disneyland in like 5 years at least.
It's been that long since we went?
I think. Did we go together?
Well, we didn't go together, but we went like within.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
I mean, it was pre-COVID.
When Chef Mike hooked it up.
Chef Boyardee. So it would have been like at least 2019. Yeah, when Chef Mike hooked it up, we went on mushrooms. And every time I go on mushrooms, it rains. And I tell you, I don't know if it's the mushrooms or the rain. I'm pretty sure it's the rain, but the ugliest fucking people come out of Disneyland in the rain, dude.
Wow.
It's like the slugs of humanity just like slither out in the rain. And like, you really notice on mushrooms, you're like, Jesus Christ, how are these people so fucking ugly?
Maybe the shrooms have something to do with these people procreated?
You know, like these bridge trolls have spawned offspring. And
well, they haven't procreated yet that you know.
I mean, the ones that have brood have.
No, because those are all fucking.
The brood.
Those are all Disney adults, man.
I mean, they still have little chillins with them. Like, you know, but it's still. There's something grotesque about these creatures. And
Jesus.
With the way the weather's been, I'm a little concerned for Monday. But I've been doing...
It's going to be hotter than a motherfucker up there.
It's been hot as fuck. I've been doing ring announcing a little bit. I have another one of those things coming up on 17th, which this probably won't be out by then. And then I'm going to go up to LA for wrestling on the 18th with the homie Rick.
Oh, the best.
God damn it.
Just some of the best people, Rick.
Every fucking time.
And then...
things are going well in my life, then I hear about this motherfucker.
George turns 40.
Woo! George turns 40. That's fucked.
Yeah. Welcome
to the party. It's fucked.
Pal.
It's different, right?
I'm doing all the 40 things, though, I think, this year.
But I think you were doing this 10 years ago.
Signing new loans and building a pool.
Yeah, right.
That's fuck. That's you rich.
That's some shit.
Is that what it is? You rich.
That's some shit.
You're building a pool in your house in San Diego. That's pretty like...
that's Benooners.
I mean, it's a thing. I'm pretty excited for it.
It is a thing.
I'm more excited about the spa.
Me too.
Ooh,
pretty stoked.
Good.
Hot tub party.
We can do a little hot tub party. We get all loose, relaxed.
Lucy and the Goosey.
All chill.
How have you guys been, dude?
Pretty fricked.
That's fun.
To say it, you know, kindly to myself. But yeah, otherwise okay.
What does that mean?
You figure it out.
I'll figure it out.
You figure it out, smart guy.
I mean, nothing else you want to say about
No, I'm good. I'm good. Work is good.
Like,
I haven't seen you guys in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but like,
I haven't seen you guys in 3 weeks, so that's a bonus.
There you go. Feelings officially hurt. Thanks for that.
Hasn't been 3 weeks, has it? Yeah.
You know who'd never hurt our feelings? The folks at patreon.com/who goes their podcasts.
I was about to say, where can you find them? But you can find them at that
patreon.com/who goes their podcast. Mm-hmm. They're great people who'd never hurt our feelings. Only build us up, never tear us down.
You know who else would never hurt our feelings?
Who?
Brian Asman.
That's true. Man. I actually saw him. That's something I did. I went and saw Off With Their Heads with Brian Asman. Thanks,
see?
Fred.
See?
Thanks, Fred. My fucking memory is so dumb.
I didn't know you went with him, but...
yeah, did that. That was fun. How was your week?
It was pretty good. I saw Kendrick Lamar.
Ever since blocking him on Instagram, I felt like a weight has been lifted off of my head.
I feel the same way with Creepy.
To be perfectly honest.
I need to block somebody, I guess, but... yeah. I've blocked a few people,
The endorphins from Moon Boy have worn off for you.
It's been a while. Well, I tried to fucking boot someone else from Discord and that backfired. People tried to start a failed uprising.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? This worked just fine last time. And yeah, that guy wasn't even as annoying.
You can't boot the fine folks at patreon.com/who goes their podcast.
I just wanted
unbootable.
Unbootable.
She booted herself. We got a new Patreon. Shauna Angelou, thank you very much for joining the family.
She came in and she's like, "Nope, fuck this."
She's like, I'm that out. GIF of the fucking pizza, the pizza delivery where the room's on fire.
It's like Abe Simpson at the brothel. Just comes in and is like, "Nope." No. Turns right back around.
But thank you. Yeah. Welcome to the family.
Yeah. But I saw Kendrick Lamar.
You sure did.
And
I feel like we saw Kendrick Lamar because of all the videos.
It was amazing.
Did you get me a hoodie, dude?
No. I didn't get myself a hoodie.
Did you look at the merch?
I got this nice shirt.
Did you? So you went to the merch. How much were the hoodies?
I'm not letting you know. Dude, yes.
They were like
120
bucks. I bet they were like
120.
I was going to say, I bet they were at least 100
bucks. And I would have got a dude, well...
how much was the
I don't want to be like, I've been listening to good,
60 bucks.
Good Kid, Mad City for 10. I haven't. You know, I've been listening a lot more since I saw the show. And that fucking album is dope.
How much was the shirt?
60 bucks. Yeah.
50 fuck.
Yeah,
that's
the back's
that's
really
the
cool.
most I've heard.
The back's really cool and everything. But, I mean, merch-wise, there are some graphic ones. Like, they had one for, what's the, We Cry Together, that song on the new album. Which is like... it was a cool shirt, but it's like, also, I don't want to like wear that shirt. Because
yeah.
I'd have to explain myself constantly to people.
Right.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? But no, it was amazing. And he did like a whole performance art thing and a huge fucking stage production, but also like made a lot of use of empty space, a good spread of songs across the albums. I mean, also his stage presence, like... I remember like an issue in old like hip hop and rap performances because I saw none. No, but I saw MC Hammer in fifth grade. That doesn't really count. Okay. No, but it used to be like they don't have a live band, so how are they going to create a stage show? But this guy could stand on a stage, which was like even larger than a regular stage because they had this big production, all this, and it was completely empty except for him, and his presence could occupy that fucking stage. And this was cool. He had the glove on, dude.
He had the power glove?
He had the fucking Michael Jackson power glove. He had the, like, I am this now. Hopefully not Neverland this. Just the, like, I am that guy now.
He wore that glove so he didn't leave fingerprints on the children.
I don't fucking think that's true, Matt.
It's 100%
true. However, there was some black cube
that's ignorant
of Saturn imagery, and I'm all for it. Like, do more of that. People love being like, oh, the black cube. I'm like, yeah, dope. What's wrong with you? You don't like cubes?
Says black. What?
There are like three people that'll get this.
Okay,
and that's who I'm talking to.
I'm glad you included that.
Google it, black cube of Saturn worship, dude. But dude, amazing show, amazing show, dude. I mean, and came out with a greater appreciation than we had. Sophia loved it. It was a great fucking crowd, and I was seeing like people know every fucking line of this stuff, and I'm just like, damn, these people are really fucked up and into this right now.
There you go.
It was a big party.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Did you get secondhand high, dude?
No.
Damn. That's too bad.
There was a guy behind me, though, that, like, other couples kept talking to us, which is cool, because it was like, okay, people here are nice. Don't be this way, Rhett. Be okay with
it. Yeah.
Don't screech
at them.
Don't be a cop.
He kept doing, fuck you, man.
Just
like that.
That's what we're saying. Yeah. Just like that.
Yeah. Fuck you, man. But no, but
being a weird cop.
Dude. The dude behind me and him and his chick were from New Zealand, and they had a great story. And I was like, New Zealand? And then I was like, so Lord of the Rings, Peter Jackson. And they start laughing.
Did you just start like listing off things from New Zealand?
Taika Waititi. And then we started talking about Our Flag Means Death and all that. And they're like, oh, I love that show and this and this. Anyway, though, this guy was drinking beer after beer.
He's like rugby.
And he kept, he kept fucking tapping me in the middle of the show on my back like, how great is this? How great is this? And I wanted to be like, shut the fuck up, dude. Like, it's great. That's why I'm watching it. What is your problem? You know what I mean? So it's really cool.
See what happens when you make friends?
Yeah, it was really cool, though. But I think the chick understood better. But because it's just like, I felt like I need to, like, show that I'm having a fantastic time because he's behind me.
So you flowing? Just start, you
know,
wiggling?
What I mean? Like, oh, I better dance more or else he's going to ask me again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I better be into it.
Is this how you were going?
How amazing is this? Tell me how amazing. Like, fuck, man.
He was fucking you,
dude. I can't tell you. Just watch it.
He was fucking you.
Yeah, he
was. He's like, tell me.
What, maybe he was just blind, bro, and he couldn't fucking see. He's like, tell me how amazing this is.
He wanted you to go, like,
for the love of God.
Just like, is it that amazing? Because if it was, you'd shut the fuck up.
He wanted you to go, like, I've been going through something.
Dude, yeah, there's...
He wanted you to be like, one good thing about this concert.
Well, because he did 29 songs,
please
too.
Don't lose that, but...
I can't say any of the stuff that... But yeah, well, the thing about performance... No, but like...
Brett's like itching. He's like twitching over there.
Well, there was a lot of that word, though, that night, as you
imagine
can imagine. That.
Imagine that. You don't say.
I'm like, holy shit. 29 songs.
That's pretty good.
It was great. It was over 2 hours. And, you know, like, you know his discography better than I do.
That's true.
That is true. Not for long, though, dude.
Not for long.
No, but...
I'm creeping up on you, bro.
No, but, dude, like, the freaking... You know, the songs don't... They don't all sound alike. They sound completely different stylistically, tempo-wise, the production. When they did, like, All Right, that place was fucking dope.
Nice.
It was nice.
Excellent.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a blast.
It was a
then
blast.
Then you got Meshuggah coming up.
I got Black Midi, and then Viagra Boys, and then Meshuggah.
Dupe.
I'm kind of excited.
We've got Propagandi and then Full of Hell and then Carpenter Brute.
Oh, you got Full of Hell?
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck is that at?
Brick by Brick, day after Propagandi, same day as Black Midi.
That's pretty fucking dope. Mm-hmm. That's what you were asking.
Very excited.
That's the same day as Black Midi?
Same day. Day after Propaganda, too. Oh, and then I got Iron Maiden on the 25th. Mm. That's going to be dope. Iron Maiden without a shitload of alcohol. We'll see how that goes. But
pero por qué?
Are we allowed to talk shit about Iron Maiden?
Yeah, why would you watch Iron Maiden?
Because Iron Maiden's dope. How are you going to hate on Maiden? Yeah, Bruce Dickinson fucks. How are you going to hate on Maiden?
It's not my thing.
Very easily.
Merciful Fate's touring the U.S. for the first time in like forever, and I'm going to be in fucking Belgium.
Look, man, if you had said like Blue October, I'd be in. But Iron Maiden,
yeah, Blue Monday, dude.
Iron Maiden, what the fuck? Bro, hey, bro, bro, I'm going to go see fucking Stryker.
And I didn't even have to buy a ticket.
Fucking Van Halen, dude.
Put I would see Halen. Iron Maiden.
Excellent.
I would see Halen. Not Van Hagar. Now? Well, no.
Van Halen's dead.
Dude, have you seen those videos of fucking Vince Neil and Motley Crue? Oh, yes.
I've seen them a lot. I love it.
Dude, I thought Axl Rose was bad, and I'm like, well, you can at least understand some of the words he's saying, but like that Vince Neil is so bad.
This will tell you about me, and it'll tell you how I feel about that band. I would rather see them now than in their prime.
Who? Motley Crue?
Yeah.
Because well, that's you want right to see the train show to me. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, because I hate. I'm not into like. I don't want to see you guys do that well.
Oh yeah, no. I'm never been a Crue fan, but
like I'm not trying to like you know.
I don't think I could. I don't think I could. I'm sit not through
trying
that.
To like that, marry that, a stripper look, or something. Dude,
that era of music, flush it. Just get rid of it.
I mean, there's some stuff. Like, I mean, Guns N' Roses.
Yeah. That's part of, like, the transition.
Yeah.
And then it was, like, Into Faith No More. And then it went a little further. And then, you know, suddenly it smells like Teen Spirit up in this bitch.
A little bit.
After Sonic Youth has been going on for the last 10 years underneath the surface. Right?
Hey, I kind of like that.
I like that Sonic Youth.
My favorite music was I'd go out to the Everglades and put me on some Sonic Youth.
These fucking accents are all over the place.
I go out on my boat and I listen to Weezer.
Texas, Florida, Alabama.
Put on Weezer.
I just love that Blue Album. I tell you what, and you know the follow up Pinkerton. Gorgeous, in my opinion.
One of them things I thought was really clever was calling the album. They call it Ratitude. Now it's Foghorn Leghorn.
Now he's jumped the shark.
He's Bobby Boucher now.
Ratitude.
Watch out! I like that Ratitude shit. I can't even do it, man. Oh god. I'm going to no shows by stark contrast to that.
That's well, a why. Bar.
I just don't. I can't.
You can.
I know I don't want to. Not that I'm like, I can't. I'm so fucking agoraphobic. I'm just like, I'd rather listen to it in my truck. Live shows to me, I'm like, get it out.
Damn, Andrew Jackson Jihad was just here too.
Great. I'd rather listen to it in my truck.
Boo. Boo. I've been watching a lot of movies.
Tell us.
I watched a bunch of stuff too. I watched. I finished Nathan for You. I watched all of.
Stop it right there.
What's the other thing?
The Plan. Tell me about Nathan for You.
What do you mean? I love Nathan for You.
Ooh, that last episode, huh?
It was good. That shit was real good.
The Bill Gates impersonator and all the twists that takes.
He's that. What is that guy? Like, he was never a good impersonator to begin with, but then he's just like this fucking crazy stalker and like.
And then that phone call at the end, though, it's like, did you think about me? And she's like, of course.
Oh, that was so heartbreaking.
It was crazy, dude.
I forgot all about that. Why is
being nice about this?
I forgot all about that. That's so sad.
It was fucking devastating.
And then the rehearsal. I watched all of the rehearsal.
Oh!
That was chill.
I knew you wouldn't like it as much.
It was fun. It had its bits, but like it was a little not zany enough, I think.
Well, I think... If you're going to, like, he gets recognized now, right?
Yeah.
So if you're going to, you have to get around that. So he had to go full, like, Charlie Kaufman on this bitch. Just, like, I'm going to have to just go more layered than before. And if actors know who I am, then I'm going to make them do some ridiculous shit that should never exist. And yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I really like that.
I really like that. Like that, like that.
I watched fucking Bloodsport.
Oh, great fucking
Bloodsport
film.
Bloodsport fucks.
That's a great movie.
Bloodsport does fuck.
Which one is better? I always get the two confused, Kickboxer and Bloodsport.
I never watched Kickboxer, so who cares? It's like Bloodsport is fucking, it's got Chun-Li in it. It's got the fucking dude from Revenge of the Nerds. Mm-hmm. Like, it's got the little frog man. Like, bro, I fucking love that movie.
Yeah,
I
Bloodsport, adore it. Bloodsport is the best.
I adore that movie.
The Frogger. Mm.
I watched Heavyweights.
Is a great fucking movie, dude.
I love Heavyweights.
It's Ben Stiller fucking just tearing it up in that
fucking
film.
Fucking like just fat Ben Stiller, so good. And then I've been watching a bunch of 2022 stuff. There's two movies that I really enjoyed. The first one is on Shudder, maybe an original, called Who Invited Them? Mm-hmm. It feels, I thought of something where it felt a bunch like that, but it feels
a warm ass.
It feels like a specific episode of the movie or the show You. It's like, you know, it's like Funny Games, kind of a little bit. There's a couple, that's, and then they're like with this other couple.
Statement.
It's like there's a lot of psychological torture in the house, and then like it's pretty fun. The ending is a little silly, but yeah, it's a fun ride. The other movie was called Fresh.
Good.
Have you seen Fresh?
Yeah, I saw it months ago. I freaking really enjoyed it.
Fresh is dope.
That's what I was saying. Like, you want to do a fucking episode on that,
bro? Like. The fact that the first 30 minutes or so of Fresh is a like 90s rom-com, like with very slight elements of 90s drama, like Sleeping with the Enemy. And then it shows the title card after 30 minutes and then just hard writes into a horror film. It's like, oh, dude, that's so rad. It's like a little prequel piece. You know, like
you forgot about the title card.
Yeah, remember how you would go to movies like back in the day and they would show the little like Roger Rabbit cartoons in front of certain movies.
Yeah.
So it felt like that. It's like you get this fun little thing that like just adds like a little extra bit of enjoyment, but you could come in at the title card and just have a completely standalone movie. And I thought they were both like super dope.
Both the actors were great. Like,
yep.
That Daisy Edgar Jones is her name. I saw her in that first, and she's also in Under the Banner of Heaven, that Mormon show.
Okay.
Dude, she's fucking good.
She good. Everybody in that was good. I was real surprised.
And like, I'm completely not even fucking questioning that, of course, this is a thing, by the way.
What thing?
The hyper-rich to fucking eat people.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's like the hard...
Adrenochrome, duh.
I mean, it's hard. It's rare, and it's forbidden to acquire.
That's usually how they eat it, too.
Rare. Yeah.
He eats her. She's eating her own ass.
That's dope. And she eats her friend's tit, too.
Oh!
Like, when he said, dude, when he said it's familiar, I'm like, damn, he cut off homegirl's titty.
That's on Hulu. Hulu's been...
Hulu's got some fire. Hulu's got some stuff. What's going on with them? And then I watched some movies that weren't so great. One of them Rhett saw, called Watcher. Have you talked about that yet?
I didn't, because I wasn't sure. I mean, I was holding out to see if we wanted to do an episode, but there's so much shit coming out. Obviously,
yeah, I don't think we're going to do an episode.
Yeah, that slate coming up.
I think I liked it more than you, actually.
It was very fine. I didn't really lean one way or the other. Like, there was parts of it I liked. There was parts of it I didn't like. I feel like I've seen it done, like that exact movie, I feel like I've seen done a number of times.
Well, and you have. I mean, it's the old trope of the paranoia thriller about what a woman has to worry about.
And paranoia versus reality. But
slightly more modern bent. And then, of course, the guys don't believe her. And even the audience, it's kind of like, do we believe her?
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, you kind of just got to freaking...
And I'm,
if they're saying this, you might as well fucking believe them until you know otherwise.
Yeah,
it happens.
And right? I mentioned my issue with it to you earlier, but I don't want to talk about it because it's a big spoiler. But,
well, I think I love the style of it. I like the visual, the color palette, the fucking.
There's some great shots too.
There was really great shot. Yeah, Chloe.
It's the homegirl from It Follows.
Yeah, well, and she does great in the fucking role.
Yeah.
But and then like the director is this lady, Chloe Okuno, and she directed a segment from VHS 94. Oh, she's directed the Ratma segment.
Yeah, dope.
Well, and that's why I didn't, I'm not.
She can do no wrong. Oh, wait.
So far for you, but I'm not a huge fan of that. But what I'm impressed by is her range, because that's a totally different.
This is a lot more subdued.
This is elegant.
Yeah.
It really is.
It really has its moments, and it really has like some things it's trying to say, and it does.
Yeah. I just think once it gets where it's going, it's like, well, okay, I can forget this.
It, just, yeah, exactly. It just felt very middle of the road. Yep. And like I told you, I wasn't a fan of the ending. Yeah. I watched another movie called, I watched one today called Revealer. It's on Shudder. The premise was based, it said like a stripper and a religious fanatic get stuck together in a peep show booth during the end of the world and have to coexist. And
that's you, dude.
You know, based off of that and like a 3-star rating on Shudder, you can kind of make your own interpretation of how that went.
Horrible.
It was fun.
A 3-star rating on Shudder is not a
good time. It's not good.
Because they rate their shit out of what?
They rate their shit out of 5, oof. And the people on there are not the most discerning.
They are not, they're not favorable people most of the time.
They give 3. It's like.
I watched Barbarian, but I think we're going to do an episode on that.
We'll talk about it.
I watched a movie called Glorious about a guy that talks to God through a god through Cthulhu, a glory hole.
Yeah, I talked about this the last episode 2 weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's super minimal, and it's got like the cosmic horror thing, but like. The whole thing rests on this guy's performance by himself.
Yeah.
The ideas. J.K. Simmons' voice helps out.
Yeah. I didn't realize that was J.K. Simmons until the end, which, like, I don't know how I missed that.
I lost interest a few times, I'm not going to lie, but I saw it on the heels of this other movie, Hypochondriac, which was just horrible to me, despite being the ass. That doesn't explain anything.
No. It doesn't.
It's an LGBTQ horror movie, but unfortunately, I didn't think it was very good just because of that. I know that's probably controversial.
You mean in spite of that?
Well, I didn't think it was good because of it, which I think is most people, it must be automatically good because...
Oh, I see what you mean. Gotcha. Yeah.
I mean, in spite of, that would mean I'm the one. I'm the bad guy.
Well, speaking of LGBTQ movies that weren't good, I also saw a movie called Alone With You, which is about a lesbian couple. And, you know, one of them is preparing for their anniversary where the other one comes home and then... Weird things start happening in the house and bumps and noises and whatnot.
What'd you think of Glorious?
Like you were saying, the whole thing hinges on Homeboy's performance, and it's the guy that played Jason from True Blood, the Werepanther.
Yeah, I never watched that.
And I feel like his acting range is not strong enough to hold up this thing on its own. It had some really cool effects. Like, it had some really cool creature effects. Like,
yeah.
It had some really funny moments.
I agree. Like, when it's like, I need you to, you know, he starts putting his dick in the glory hole.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like, no, what are you doing?
I basically, like, looked away for 5 seconds and missed a very important part near the end that I had to rewind for, and I had no idea what happened in the ending as a result of it, so I had to watch the last like 15 minutes over again. It was okay. It wasn't bad.
It didn't like piss me off.
No, it's just another movie that's just gonna get
a high bar.
It is. Well, it's an indie, a low budget indie horror that's really minimal. That's, I mean, this could go sideways.
It had some cool, like, it had all that bisexual lighting we all love, and then
that purple shit.
Yeah, the purple, blue, and pink.
Get that purple blue shit.
Love that shit.
Color out of sky stuff.
Yep, and that scarecrow oven shit, and you know, it was okay. I'm not upset that I watched it, and I'm glad, you know, I at least included it in my race to however many movies I'm doing before the end of the year.
Okay, what else?
That was it.
That was
nice.
It. Yeah.
Look at you.
He's doing it.
Doing the work.
Oh! What'd you watch, Jorge?
I continue to watch the new Game of Thrones series.
I haven't bothered.
I'm not drumming up interest so far.
Episode 3, it's off a cliff. Not so good.
For real?
Oh yeah, it's woo-hoo-hoo. It's bad.
Okay,
it's bad. It's a shit show.
Red's like, I'm suddenly.
By the way, there's an actor in there named Matt Smith.
That's your comp,
and he's also in Morbius as Milo. So yeah. You guys.
Gotta yeah, we we had a discussion about this the other night. I am older than him by 2 months, and he's the one that sucks, so he should have to change his name.
He should have to change
his name. I agree he sucks.
He's the no talent ass clown.
I was born first.
He was in Last Night in Soho, too, which was crazily overrated.
I'm gonna finish it, only because I'm three episodes, and it's only, what, like five more at best?
Just do it, dude.
But it's not good anymore, man. I had a little bit. I was like, okay, cool, they're doing some stuff. I'm kind of in. It's not good. We also started the new season of American Horror Stories.
That shit's still on.
Well, so it's what they're doing now is rather than have like
fucking just take that cow out to pasture, bro. Like,
so what they're fucking put what a they're attempting to do now is rather than have like a complete series in one season, is they're doing an anthology series.
Yeah, because they can't think of fully fleshed out ideas, so they're like, we need 20 small ideas.
Even that, like what they're doing in an hour already, like it already feels like, oh, you ran out of ideas halfway through this shit, didn't you? But I will say, we did watch last season, and it was like, okay, whatever, dude, it's fucking American Horror Story. Like, what more do you expect? This season thus far is better than last season.
Okay.
There's an actual fucking, I actually gagged on one fucking gross out scene that I was like, okay, I like what you're doing.
What did that gag sound like?
Well, like on, like from coming like, out of me. What did it sound like? So it was this scene where people were like milking this woman's pustules and her boils.
Ooh.
And it's
I watch those videos all the time.
It's fucking gross because they're like,
oh, they're like nursing off of them?
They're nursing on them, man. It's fucking gross. But then the rest of it is not so. But you know what, dude? For a stupid ass show that I had zero expectations of, It's not bad.
That reminds me of like a Reddit story I read one time where this woman was like biting her boyfriend's neck and accidentally bit like a giant pimple and it exploded in her mouth.
It's kind of like that, but grosser. It's more gross.
Dope.
Movie-wise, I went ham on the fucking Lord of the Rings series, and then I fucking watched the Hobbit series just because.
Oh no!
Just because.
Nice.
Holy hell, man! Like the drop in quality when you watch those. Because I remember watching the three Hobbit movies and being like, okay, well, you know what?
It's passable. It's still well produced.
It's got its problems, but you know some of the stuff's going on there. But when you watch them back to back, it's glaringly bad.
It has like inertia dramatically.
Oh, right? Dude, it's so and some of the stuff like I understand that they couldn't like because the Hobbit book is like
they split one book into three movies,
and not only one book, it's a child's book. It's right. like a 200 page. It's a novella basically. Like it's the Hobbit has a very clear like okay, this is the first part, this is the second part, and this is the end. This fucking Hobbit movie, my God in heaven. So they're like, well, we got to add stuff with Legolas and fucking what's her name. And then we got to add some stuff where they, you know, where you see fucking Saruman, but you don't know he's fucking the bad guy yet. And it's
also they need to eat for an hour in the first movie.
Lots of walking.
No, not even in the first. I remember the Hobbit, like the beginning of it, like with Thorin Oakenshield and shit. They're just at the fucking, they're in the Hobbit hole for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like the Deer Hunters. It's like they're not even in Vietnam yet.
Yeah.
Deer Hunters, dope.
Well, and you know, and in the book and in the BBC series, it's like that stuff is all very captivating and it's very like it holds your attention very well. But you know, halfway through the first movie I go, holy shit, there's 8 more hours of content in this shit. And I'm sitting there and I go, okay, well, I'm halfway through the first movie. I have got to finish this journey like a fucking dumb hobbit that I am.
That's horrible.
And
that's a fucking mistake.
Dude, I was tempted to because I had just watched the rewatched the trilogy recently and I was tempted to, but then I was like, I don't want to do this.
Don't do it. It's not worth your time.
It would make me feel a little, it would reignite the cynicism.
There's some crazy stuff in there too. Like there's these orcs and trolls, whatever. There's some like weirdly like almost like psychosexual shit going on at the end.
Peter Jackson?
Dude,
no.
It's fucking wild, dude. Like, he's got this, like, he's got this troll or this giant orc who has, like, clubs for legs and and has, instead of arms, he's got, like, chains with dumbbells attached to him.
That's rad.
I go, that, well, it is, but I'm like, this doesn't belong in the fucking Hobbit. It's crazy. I go, this is nuts. Maybe in the third movie of Lord of the Rings, but my God, man. And then I think that was it. Oh, I saw Thor.
Oh, yeah.
Get It Out.
We were talking about that on
Get It Out. Just Out.
Right? One just, of the worst in the entire MCU.
Just Get It Out.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like, we'll that go with Get It Out. Song.
Be gone, Thought.
Get it out of here.
Oh.
Remember how Doctor Strange and Multiverse of Sadness was a mess, right? Mm-hmm. It's way better than that.
This doesn't even qualify as a mess.
No, this is just trash.
This is just trash, man.
It's like, throw all these talented people together in a blender and make some trash.
I saw this article about, like, Taika Waititi, like, not being part of the next Thor movie, and I was like, you don't say!
Yeah.
What happened here,
he's
brother?
Like, he's like, fuck this.
Well, maybe he got tired of, like, you know, boning Tessa Thompson.
The fucking, the narration on this, like the voiceover stuff, it's like,
oh, I forgot about
and
that.
And then Thor began to bring home his girlfriend to his house, and then it all ended sadly. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
sadly.
What, dude? What the fuck?
Well, no, and that's the thing. It also signifies the first big, like, I don't want to say strike, but with Taika's stuff, he's been pretty solid. Like Jojo Rabbit was fucking cool.
Yep.
The one in New Zealand with Sam Neill was fucking cool. Did you see that one? The Traveling Wilderberries or whatever it's called. It's a great fucking movie.
The Sisterhood of the Traveling Wilderbeasts.
Yaha, yeah. Sisterhood of the Traveling Wilderbeasts.
Sisterhood of the Wild Thornberries.
I can't think of the... It was cool. Sam Neill in fucking New Zealand with a fucking kid. That's the kid who ends up in Deadpool 2 because of that movie. Anyway, charming film. But, and then, like, Our Flag Means Death is good. And What We Do in the Shadows is cool. And the TV series was cool.
Are you just prattling off New Zealand things again?
No, that's all Taika Waititi. And
then the All Blacks are cool.
And now this happens, so it's also, like, the first, like, oh, shit, this sucks for him.
Oh, this sucks. For you. Him.
Yeah.
For you.
The freshness is wearing off.
Yeah.
But
yeah. But
anywho, what about you, little homie?
Well,
I'll be right back.
Oh, don't leave.
Sorry. The lamest one. Talk about the lamest one.
Feel free to bring back some food stuff.
They're all badass.
Talk about Reservoir Dogs. I'll be right back.
Well,
wait, Reservoir Dogs is the lamest on a list of
because
anything?
Because he's seen, you know, we've had the Tarantino talk since high school. How the fuck is that going to be anything?
Fair.
But Sophia had not seen much Tarantino stuff, and I'm not like, he's not like the fucking greatest filmmaker ever, but I mean, you know, he is what he is. She hadn't seen Reservoir Dogs, and she hadn't seen Inglourious Basterds, and I'm like, fuck.
I haven't seen Inglourious Basterds.
Inglourious Basterds, in my opinion, dude, like, I remembered loving it when it came out, and that was after he did Death Proof, and so there was talk of like, oh, he's losing his touch because that wasn't great. But Inglourious Basterds, when it came out, I was shocked at how fucking good it was. And for me, on rewatch a few years later, that's a 5-star movie.
I could not make it through the interrogation scene at the very beginning.
It's fucking amazing.
I was so bored.
That's so sad.
So bored.
He couldn't make it through.
Are you talking about Inglourious Basterds? Yeah. The opening
it's
scene?
Fucking yes.
Brother,
masterful.
You are fucked in your head.
It is like what cinema's for.
So bored.
How long ago was that? 10 years?
Whenever it was available streaming or
that's
something.
That's fucked.
It is fucked. Because that shit's fucking him. That's him. That's like, again, Tarantino, like, cool, you did Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction's a masterpiece. And now Inglourious Basterds is on a different, like, you graduated. You're at university now. You were in junior high, and he jumped to the fucking university.
You're
like,
on the varsity team now. Eight was dope.
Like, Pulp Fiction is my favorite movie of his, but Inglourious Basterds, like, there's 4 different languages in this fucking movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's a 5-star movie to me.
Yeah.
Reservoir Dogs fucking holds up extremely well, and I didn't really, it never occurred to me that Mr. Pink probably shoots fucking Chris Penn at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh yeah. It, like, Sophia pointed it out to me. And I'm like, damn, you really are fucking dense sometimes.
Hi, Sophia.
you know, something Jorge's known for years. Mm-hmm. And then the,
jeez.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, not to throw you under the bus there. I watched.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean,
he making, just knew.
That's funny. You.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, throw me under the bus.
Yeah. You threw yourself under the bus.
If you throw me under the bus, shame on you. If you throw me under the bus twice,
shame on you.
Shame on the bus driver, too.
Shame on the bus driver.
He should have been expecting that.
Yeah, the second time, right?
I was a watcher of Watcher, like Matt. And I watched an Irish horror movie from this year called You Are Not My Mother, which is...
You're Not My Mother.
That's what I said. It's not from Pornhub. It's fucking, you know, like...
Oh, stepmother.
Yeah. What are you doing, stepmother?
It was, again, it was decent and well acted. It had some cool stuff about generational abuse and some witchcrafty stuff. And again, though, it's kind of just like, it's a little forgettable. And it was okay, though, you know? And it's cool that it's Irish because I'm not Irish, it automatically lends it some kind of credibility. You know what I mean? Like, oh, they have accents.
Because they talk funny, okay. Yep.
So I watched Barbarian. I'm not going to say shit about it. Okay, I watched... some sequels. I watched Gremlins 2 because Sophia
has
not seen it. Dude, that movie is fucking underrated. Like, I'm glad you guys both love it. Jorge's got the fucking thing right
it's
there.
It's got a fucking Hulk Hogan cameo. How am I not going to love it?
I love the first one. I'm sorry, but I like the second one better than the first one.
Well,
I like
the first one has Phoebe Cates.
I like the wacky hijinks in Gremlins 2 far
more. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's entertaining one. Every fucking scene.
Yeah.
Like, it's a great comp. It's a great satire.
Yep.
And, like, all that shit, like, that's aged really well. Like, the building that has all the technology that just sucks ass. That's, like, totally... It's almost like a good, like, COVID or post-COVID movie. Because they're, like, stuck in the building and they're fucking, like, shit's not working. And it seems very... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude, it's fucking great.
I kind of... Poltergeist 2, The Other Side.
The Electric Boogaloo?
Dude. The fucking tequila, the tequila worm monster.
Dude. Oh, tequila.
Dude? I love Poltergeist too, man. That fucking creepy old dude that comes to the door.
That's fucking, and that's what Sophia cannot handle that guy.
He's skeezy.
Dude, yeah, what's his name?
Creepy old guy.
Reverend Kane.
Yeah.
Okay, and then do you remember the fucking Craig T. Nelson drinking the tequila and the worm?
No.
Okay, dude, you need to see that sequence, dude.
Okay.
It's disgusting. I like those movies. He throws up a worm and then it fucking has like a rib cage and then it looks at him and it's designed. I didn't know. I'm like, who's responsible for this nightmare shit?
Who's responsible for this?
It's H.R. Giger.
Oh, wow.
Designed the creatures like for Poltergeist 2. Later on,
that's
when they're like.
Something I didn't know.
I had no fucking clue. And then I was seeing all the sketches he gave the director that weren't used and it's like, damn, that would have been. Dope. The movie, like, obviously, though, it gets, like, to the third act all of a sudden, and then it's over, which is like, well, that sucks. But that Reverend Kane guy and that fucking tequila monster, like, okay.
Have you seen Poltergeist 3?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she dies.
Have you seen the fucking remake with Sam Rockwell, though, dude?
Honestly, I never did.
That's real cinema right there, boy.
I feel like you have to watch it, bro.
We should do the Poltergeist original
remake. No, we done it.
I just couldn't believe they did that at all.
Yeah.
I can't believe he did it. Bro, like, why would Sam Rockwell do that?
Just you wait. Nice like, it's so bad.
But,
like,
dude, you know.
It's so tone deaf, too.
You're not supposed to do that until you're, like, De Niro's age. You know what I mean? Like, don't you have something?
Then you're just doing fucking, like,
His last analyze. Fuck was given no, long that's not, ago.
Is that analyze?
You're doing Meet the Fockers Part 9.
Meet the Fockers. That's what I was thinking of, yeah.
You did analyze this and analyze that,
too. Another cool, sequel, dude. Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
That's cool, a good dude. Flick.
40th anniversary, re-release in the theater.
That's a good flick.
Dude, it was fucking great in the theater. And this served as Sophia's introduction. That's not true. She got a little bit familiar with Next Generation and COVID. A little bit, right? But also she fell asleep when I tried to show her the Borg episode.
Damn.
And this is a
She was like, locutus, more like, get the fuck out.
Well, she's like, I like it. I'm just tired. Like, oh shit. Like,
you lie.
I want to be like, you had to be there. You had to be 8 when you first saw it. No, but she saw Star Trek 4 because it's got the whales, right? That was the entry point. And she loved it. And I had to fill in some gaps here. But now she saw Star Trek 2, and then I'm like, this is more like pure Trek. Like, this is the thing, right? It's not like the mind-fucky stuff, but it's like the battles feel like submarine battles in space. And then I told her the stuff about Khan and all this shit. And, dude, it was great in the fucking theater. It was really, and she cried three times. She had no fucking clue Spock's dying at the end.
Mm.
Spoiler, damn.
Well, it's 40 years ago. They've made a whole separate movie that he dies in again, Into Darkness. Remember that shit?
Mm-hmm.
That was, the fuck are they doing?
I like the new Star Wars, Star Trek movies.
I did too, but now that I've seen that 10 years have gone by, I'm like, what, in that Into Darkness one, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you know, like stop, like, especially because J.J. Abrams went and did fucking, you know, episode 7 since then, and then he did Rise of Skywalker, and now I'm like, I look at that now, I'm like, dude, you need to stop.
Get some help.
You need to get some help, get your own fucking ideas.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway. What else? Oh, Paddington 2. So that's the other sequel I watched. This movie had the distinction of being the highest rated movie on Rotten Tomatoes in history the year it came out.
That's so wild.
And it was wild. And then like in earlier this year, and the that Nicolas Cage movie where he plays himself.
The Profound Thing
of talent. Massive Talent. The something of Massive Talent, whatever. They have this run-on joke where Paddington 2 like is like the best movie ever made. Anyway, like, we watched this movie.
Sure, it kind of is.
It's a fucking beautiful movie, dude.
Wow.
That will make you cry like a fucking baby, dude. I don't know what to say about Paddington 2. I know it's a bit from the thing, but it's true. Like, it's a bit in that movie for a reason. So, anyway, it's like The Godfather and Paddington 2.
Wow.
Okay, besides that, The Patient, it's a new series on Hulu with Steve Carell. It's
going to start that the other night.
Dude, I think you dig it. You dig it because...
It's got Domhnall Gleeson in it.
Domhnall Gleeson plays a guy who wants... I'm not going to tell you much. He's Steve Carell is a psychologist. The other guy's the patient. He kidnaps him so he can get some help. And that's not how that works. But it puts the psychologist in a predicament where it's like, how do I play his game and get out of this? You know? And... it has 30-minute episodes, which is a nice shift because when it ends, you're like, fuck, I want to watch the next one. And they're only releasing it once a week, which is like, that kind of pisses me off.
Okay.
They've got 3 episodes so far. A new one comes out soon. I mean, I like it so far. I want to see where it goes, of course. I'm glad it's not 9 hours of content. Instead, it's going to be like 4.5. That makes sense for what it is, actually. House of Hammer. Do you know about this? You know about this.
I know a little bit of. I don't know about the show, but I know about Armie Hammer.
It's Armie Hammer, and it's the whole Armie, the Hammer family, which is fucking crazy.
It's the whole Hammer army.
It's the whole dude, and it should be Armie the Hammer. I'm just kidding. That's a bad joke. No, but it goes farther than him being weird and the cannibalism fucking text. It goes a lot farther because his family was into some shit, and he comes from like a fucking oil baron, a billionaire family. And they were like, they would go to the Kremlin. Like, they paid off the Kremlin. They paid off the fucking White House. And it's a completely exploitative series, obviously. And it's like fucking eating nachos from the gas station. Like, I watched all... I got Discovery Plus, the free thing, so I could watch all 4 episodes.
Did you watch Trixie Motel?
No.
It's on there.
But Sophia watched that.
It's good. You watched Drag Race? She was on Drag Race?
But, dude, it's like those trashy Netflix ones. Some of them are good, but the Netflix fucking docuseries, but about Armie Hammer and his cannibalism. And
I feel like I've seen it's older, right?
It's new.
Oh.
And it's called House of Hammer, which
I saw just something on him for.
And then, in keeping with that, I watched Leave No Trace, which is a charming Hulu documentary about the Boy Scouts and their fucking several, like 60,000 cases of child molestation.
Stuff.
So go figure, that's all bullshit. Shocking.
Mm-hmm.
when these guys are volunteering to take kids out into the fucking woods for a weekend
and teach them how to be men.
It's just not good, man. Nothing is fucking sacred for real. Nope. And then I finished How To with John Wilson, season 3. It got renewed for season 3, so I'm happy about that. And last but not least, fucking Jaws IMAX. They re-released Jaws. I saw the fucking E.T. IMAX. I forgot to mention that last month. Or E.T. re-release. Which is cool. Like, E.T., nice. It's cute.
Did they call them hippies instead of terrorists and replace the guns with walkie-talkies? Or was it the original?
It was the original.
Are you sure?
I wasn't really looking for those things.
That's, you know a lot about E.T., I guess.
I remember those changes. They happened shortly after September 11th. They took out the word terrorists and replaced it with hippies. Like, his mom was like, you look like some kind of terrorist. But instead, she says, you look like some kind of hippie. And then, like...
Oh, he said, you're not dressing up as terrorists. Yeah, she... Yeah, it's that...
Yeah, and then when E.T. and Elliot fly over the cops, like, with the cars,
yeah.
They have guns. And then they got replaced with, like, walkie-talkies in their hands.
Yeah. Jaws in a theater, which I'd never had the opportunity to see, right? It's from 75. But fucking. Right. That shit is an experience because it shows you
But fucking.
Dude, his filmmaking, like Spielberg, when he's like on a limited budget and constraints with that mechanical shark, the editing, the fucking music, the performances, Quint, like the whole speech about the fucking USS Indianapolis, like each section of the movie is better than the last, and then it goes out into the water, and then it's just fucking amazing. And yeah, I can't. I mean, that's a 5-star movie. That's almost, you know what?
40 years old.
Speaking of which, yeah, it's coming up on 50 years old. Is it 40 or 50?
Yeah.
When I saw Nick at Reanimated Records, we were talking, this was a few weeks ago, we were talking about Jaws IMAX coming out, and he's like, oh yeah, that's cool, you know? And then I was like, have you seen Meg, though? Which is the one where Jason Statham fights a CGI.
Hell yeah.
Prehistoric shark. And he's all, oh, I love Meg. Because, you know, he's a nice guy, right? He's just being a cool guy. He's all, my kid loves Meg, too. He likes that better than Jaws. And I get all quiet, right? Because I want to, like, cuss him out about his kid.
and then I'm like... Tell him what an idiot his kid is.
I'm obviously doing a bit here a little bit, but...
Yeah, a little bit.
I did say, though, that... You know, I'm like, well, I mean, he's, you know, it's a CGI shark. It's like a cartoon. He's like, yeah, he's going to like that a lot better than Jaws. I'm like, yeah, but let's see if a kid, your kid's age likes Meg 50 years from now. You know, that's a little different. And no, he won't, because there's things like editing and like flow of images. They're going to matter. And if Meg sucks now. Imagine what it looks like in 50 years later.
I don't know. I still love Wild Wild West.
Meg is dope too.
And children love it 20
fucking years later.
You know what though? People like Hocus Pocus. What the fuck? What do I know?
Fuck, who you know?
Nothing.
Any news we should get to, gentlemen?
Movie Pass is coming back. I just thought that was funny.
Pero por qué? Every theater has its own Movie Pass, dude. None of them are going to fucking allow it to happen.
Yeah. Why? I don't get it. That's the only thing newsworthy.
Stupid. I think. Idiots.
Oh.
Idiot.
I forgot. Deadly Prey, 1987. It's a horrible movie. It's a famously bad movie.
Highly recommended.
Highly recommended. And I was like,
I was so in.
Vaguely disappointed, but also very happy that our Patreon members, several of them were like, oh, you've never seen this? And they knew all about it. And I was like, I'm fucking late.
They surprise me sometimes.
Very late to this party. Deadly Prey, it's like the most dangerous game. And like Rambo, but as shitty as you can possibly imagine.
Hmm.
And fucking, you remember the Rusk in high school? Like, mm-hmm. This guy keeps doing it, dude.
Okay. Have you ever seen Stone Cold with Brian Boswick?
No.
Dude, that movie's dope.
Oh, wait, is that the fucking, yes, I did.
It's got like Lance Hendrickson in it. He joins
the biker gang.
Yeah, that movie's rad.
I saw that double feature with Point Break at the
I need to watch IB that drive-in. Shit. I watched that at the drive-in, too, instead of What About Bob?
Anyway, that was a lot of shit. That's 2 weeks worth of shit.
That's at least 2 weeks, yeah. That's good. Productive!
All right, well, we'll be right back to talk about a film.
No, I'm just watching pimple-popping videos.
Are you ready to talk about slobby, slobby, slobbies?
Yeah. It's
a fucking, like, fucking, fucking,
fucking,
fucking,
fucking,
Whiplash, I'm upset!
It's a good movie.
That is a good movie.
That's a fucking movie. Matt, have you seen that movie?
He ain't never seen that shit in his life.
Oh!
He won't never. Is that the one with J.K. Simmons?
Yeah.
The drumming one?
Yeah.
I have seen that.
And what do you think?
It was a movie about drums.
Oh my God.
God damn it, man. Hey, Rick, guess what?
Yes, what?
We're fucking out, yeah.
We're back!
Yeah. We're gonna talk about a fucking movie, dude.
Schlobby, schlobby. Ooh, look at that picture.
It's called fucking Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. It came out in 2022. It's rated R, and it's directed by Helena Ryan. written by Sarah Delap and Kristen Ruppinen, starring Amandla Stenberg, Maria Bakalova, Rachel Sennott, Chase Sue Wonders, Pete Davidson, Mahila Harold, Lee Pace.
Love that guy.
Lee Pace?
Oh, him too. He was Ronan the Accuser in Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. And he's quite the looker. He must work out.
He's also in The Hobbit, actually, ironically.
Oh, wow. Well,
he's the fucking lead.
Nobody's perfect.
He's the lead elf fucker.
That's great casting. That makes sense.
Lead elf fucker.
That makes sense.
I hope that's what it says on his IMDb.
Elf fucker.
Elf fucker.
When I showed him in the pool underwater, I'm like, he's like 40. And then it was like, yeah, he's supposed to be older. I was like, thank God. Anyway, go on.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, buddy.
What'd you think of Bodies, Bodies, Bodies?
Dad. Look, man, it's it's no fucking secret I didn't want to do this movie. Like, and this movie, if nothing else, is a glaring example of why you should not watch trailers. Because had I based
so
it...
It's a weird...
The movie's going to be good or bad whether you watch the trailer or not.
Had I based whether or not I watched the movie solely on the trailer, I never would have watched this movie. And I actually really enjoyed this movie. I really did not expect to.
Gotcha, bitch.
I really didn't think I was going to like it. And man, it was fun. It was like... The trailer really fucking killed it for me because it made it look like all of these kids in this movie were going to be like the over-the-top obnoxious Zoom generation because like they pick so many like
Zoom generation.
It's
the Doom generation, but the Zoom generation.
All of like the you're so triggering, you're gaslighting, all of that. They picked every single instance of that to put in the trailer, and it's so minimal in the movie. No, it's so minimal in the movie, but the trailer makes it seem like that's all these people are. And I'm like, I don't want to sit through that for 90 minutes.
So what you're saying is...
And they're not like that, you know? Like,
once you identified with the person talking about body dysmorphia and being left on read in text, you love the movie.
No, but goddamn, her rant about podcasts, dude. Like, when the few people chuckled in the theater, I was like, those people have podcasts for sure. It's Knives Out meets TikTok, and I'm fucking here for it. I'm super here for it.
Jorge's visible cringing anguish. You're missing out, listeners. Jorge, what did you think?
If I fuck this movie, guys,
what?
Come on.
Look what happened here.
Wasn't he like favorable on it?
No,
going
I just
into
was
it?
Saying we didn't no, know yet.
I just said we didn't know, and so you might like it because you liked fucking Tragedy Girls or whatever the fuck that movie is.
Yeah, it's a good
and
companion
it's more
piece
of the same. I cannot.
This is way better than Tragedy.
I cannot fucking stand this movie in any regard, satire, any of it. I look, Pete Davidson is like doing his best in this film to be whatever the fuck he's trying to be. Do not enjoy this film back to front to back. I'm so irritated by it. The acting is off the wall bad. The fucking
Nope is a great movie. Though.
I do not understand people.
He's
that
comparing
like this.
It to Nope now.
You're comparing it to Nope?
He's like, it's right there with Nope.
Dude, it's that good, dude.
I knew it.
It's like when they play the game that makes no fucking sense.
The
even
game
though,
made
like,
no goddamn
give
sense.
Give me a quick answer. Is Nope your favorite film in the genre so far this year?
Even though they like the it's like the movie is based around the game and they have plenty of time to explain how the game works. They don't actually fucking do the game. It's like, got it. Okay.
You know who he sounds like?
Cool. I sound like myself, motherfucker.
He sounds like
me.
He sounds like Jorge And you do it too, though. You're doing it with another movie, which I can't talk about yet.
You shut up.
I can't fucking believe this it when shit, either one of you do that
this
about
shit
like this.
Is fucking trash. I'm sorry. It's not trash. If you like it, cool. I love it for you. That's awesome, and I'm glad you enjoy it. But this shit legitimately is trash.
Well, that's a step up. That speaks loudly, because a lot of the time, Jorge will be like, if you like this movie, fuck you and fuck this movie. In this case, he's like, if you like it, I'm glad for you.
That is a bit of a step
up. So that's like, that's a star.
He's right? Happy that you found happiness.
Right. So that's like a 1.5 star. Whereas, fuck you if you like this movie is a 0 star. That's
negative stars.
But I'm middling on the movie. I'd say 2.5, maybe 3, just because I think it's pretty God damn, I feel like I'm gonna get attacked because Jorge just. I think it's. Pretty,
I'm surprised I was most favorable.
Look, I'm not gonna fuck. Go ahead.
I think it's.
I'm not gonna fuck.
I expected it to be a send up of the Zoomer thing, and I think it deals with the modern tropes pretty well. I think it lambasts these fucking privileged kids pretty well.
Yep.
I didn't really, honestly, I didn't know what was going to occur. From 10 minutes to the next, I thought it kind of like went some other directions with it. There's a lot of contrivances where I'm like, why the fuck are they doing this? And why are they doing that? You know, but I thought like the confrontation scenes where we don't know who's who, and there's little visual motifs like, okay, this is the chick with the light on her head, and this is the chick with the fucking neon necklace. And those are, I appreciate those little cues because it keeps it from being monotonous and it signifies who's who. In poor lighting. I liked like the fucking little impressionistic flourishes because it's raining and you're getting little different hues and glares off the fucking light and stuff like that. I thought the acting was fine. Yeah. I thought they acted like obnoxious bitches. And were also very human though. Like for the most part. I thought the scene where they kill the guy, which could come off completely just like forced.
I guess we're getting right into spoilers. Which guy?
I'm not saying the guy. I'm not saying which guy. Where there's a scene where,
well, they only kill a guy.
Exactly.
That's true. Okay.
So that is a spoiler.
Well, not so far. Now it is. Because you say they only, but that's a huge spoiler. No, but I think it's actually a good, you know, remember the Scream fucking, not reboot, but the Scream requel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This goes pretty well with the Scream requel, but it is not the Scream series. And this is the Zoomer A24 take on the thing. But is it as smart as it thinks it is, perhaps? No. And I think once it gets where it's going, it's pretty, ultimately... It's kind of, I don't want to say hollow, but there's not much there. Like, you know, there's not much there. But I had more fun with it than Sophia did.
Yeah.
I think she was kind of audibly annoyed by it a few times.
Thank you.
Really?
Well, thank you.
Hi, Sophia. Thank you.
Well, and I think that's, I know that if that's, oh, that's the point. Well, mission accomplished. That's not good praise. But it's like, well, it kind of is because also the finger is ultimately pointing back at you. Like fucking, you know, who isn't immune to these things? When the Wi-Fi goes off, it does cause problems.
I mean, and what was annoying about it though? Like that's the thing I don't get. I mean, like I thought the kids were going to be really annoying, but
they are.
I mean,
to an extent, I understand. Like, look, I get that. That's the point. Like, I get it. It's an examination of fucking Zoomer culture, but maybe have the movie about Zoomers. Not be fucking annoying. Well,
it's
for,
not,
for the love of God.
It's not just about Zoomer culture. It's just Zoomers happen to be the young generation that it's like on, but it's about like modernity in it. Like, because like, okay, there's that part. I'm sorry, Pete Davidson. I feel like I'm fucking repeating myself because I argued with Patreon members about this guy. Everyone hates this guy. Everyone hates. I have not seen him in anything. I didn't watch him on Saturday Night Live. I just know it looks like he's got shit in his eyes, you know?
And I think he's got some kind of immune
He's
disorder.
Got Crohn's disease.
Oh, yeah.
And that sucks because I might have that, but luckily I don't have the shit in my eyes. But also I'm not like a millionaire and, you know, so I guess he's doing good. But
so what you're saying is you don't have the money for the cocaine.
I don't have the money to have shit in my eyes.
Yeah.
or something. Anyway, my point being, I didn't hate the guy or like the guy. And I don't follow the fucking tabloids enough to act like I have passionate feelings about him. I don't give a fuck about him. And as his character in this movie, he was fine. Like, I actually liked one of the things he said when they started saying he was toxic or something like that. And he's like, oh, what are you going to do next? Call me a narcissist? It's like, this is true. These are tropes that are overused. People like see a story thing on Instagram and they think they're fucking like they know about psychology now. And if you start throwing a term like narcissist around, you give a checklist, then you point the finger at someone that you disagree with or that bugged you, and now they're a narcissist. There's a lot of that culture going around, and it's not helpful. It's not fucking woke. And it's not, and I'm not being regressive. I'm saying, like, you should inform yourself. And you should also, the first person you should do the checklist with is yourself. Because most people have narcissistic tendencies, especially in 2022 if you're a fucking Zoomer.
Are you saying George is a narcissist?
We all are, dog.
Most people have tendencies. You're going to check some boxes.
Yeah.
Not me.
It's not an all or nothing thing. There are different, and again, also, like, get broader on it. These are ultimately classifications. These are labels. Like, you can't just box people into whether they're your ex and they cheated on you, therefore a narcissist. And now fucking there's a boogeyman. Like, dude, it's not that simple, you know? That's something a narcissist would do.
I think that's all well and good.
Anyway, that's a small scene, and I appreciate it.
I think that's all well and good. And I'm with you in terms of, like, the thematic part of it.
Yeah.
But the film itself, if we're talking about the film itself and not trying to glean more thoughtful and provoking stuff out of it, mm-hmm. it's legitimately cloying.
It is the greatest satire in cinema since Doctor Strange.
It is like the movie. It's like the movie form of a candy necklace, dude. It's so fucking cloying.
You mean it's enjoyable and around
and obnoxious
just long enough?
Far too much for its own good.
The movie form of a candy necklace. I don't know, but I'd say this isn't a pack of Sour Patch Kids, but this is the, you know, the watermelon. You know when you buy the pack at the theater and you're like, fuck, this is the all watermelon Sour Patch Kids.
You've had too
that's
much.
That's this one.
I like those.
Well, that's, and you like this movie better. And I can eat them and I'm not that mad at them, but I wish I had the actual Sour Patch Kids.
You're saying it's one note.
I'm saying it is one note and it's the subpar one. I don't want just the watermelon. You know what, dude?
It may be that as like a father of... Uh-oh. Up and coming.
Here we go.
Up and coming fucking Zoomers. I'm already like.
No, those are post Zoomers.
Yeah, these are like. Yeah, my kids are like.
Zoomers are their boomers.
You don't even know where they're going to
so
be.
So I'm already like pre annoyed at like my kids when they're fucking teenagers. So I'm like,
he's like watching the movie. He's like, fucking Micah.
I'm all, of course, fucking Quinn. She's going to probably like life. She probably liked this shit and fucking like this game. And Micah's going to, like, I don't, I'm like. But anywho, dude, like. I know it's like, oh, it's supposed to be that way, dude. But there's this fucking game they're playing. First off, these dumb asses have their fucking phones on with the lights the entire fucking time they're playing this game. And also when they're in actual peril while they're hiding, these dumb fucks have their fucking phones on shining on their fucking faces. I can't stand that shit.
Meanwhile, your found footage films are okay.
It's a hurricane party, dude. There's no power.
In a film that's like supposed to be like this, like...
They would have their lights on, though.
But not on their fucking faces. It doesn't make any sense. It would be on the scene around them.
You mean like the flashlight was on their faces?
Fuck, they're seeing.
The flashlight was on their faces?
It's so stupid. I can't fucking handle it, man. Because it's like, oh, of course it'd be like that because they're just dumb kids.
Maybe they had each other's flashlights.
They're not just dumb kids. They're also high and drunk.
Yeah, if I'm holding up my phone, it's going to illuminate Rhett's face.
Exactly.
Yes, but they have the flashlight pointed at themselves is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but what if me and Rhett point flashlights at each other?
That's because there's a film camera on them.
Fucking A, dude. It does that same fucking thing in sci-fi movies that I hate where they have the fucking lights pointed up at the people's faces.
Oh, so now you hate aliens.
Yeah, you don't hate anything about sci-fi. And Prometheus.
No, I do hate that shit because it's like, I don't need to see these motherfuckers' faces. Those lights should be pointed outwards so that they can fucking see what's in front of them. Give a fuck what their faces look like.
That's good, dude. That's good.
Fuck!
Let it out.
George pretending like he hates anything about sci-fi.
Anything. I mean, I do hate some things about sci-fi, dude.
What did you think of Lee Pace?
Who's fucking sucks? All of it sucks.
What do you mean? Dude, I don't even know how you could say cool. that.
Like, he's got his headphones on in that fucking basketball court.
I enjoyed so much of this movie.
He gets slapped in the face and he's like, I'm out of here.
Because he's trying to be mature and not get into a fucking altercation with a kid.
Just slap him back. It's the game.
Yeah, but then he's like a guest at like somebody's house. It's almost like, you know, if like, I don't know, I came to your birthday party and then like I would have put a bottle of whiskey through your table randomly while like all your friends were there and none of them knew who I was.
But unless it was a party where we were all like smashing whiskey bottles through the fucking table, then I'd be like, oh, well, that's expected because this is a whiskey smashing fucking party.
He took it too far. He definitely took it too far.
Bro,
and like
took it too far. What are you talking about?
He like punched the guy for
real.
They're
all high on fucking coke. They're all doing drugs, and it's like, oh, you slapped me a little too hard.
Don't you remember the movie 13, bro? The same thing happened in 13.
Offended by this extra hard slap. They like did while we're all coked out.
Well,
because
why is he gonna fuck on him? He doesn't need to fuck on him like that.
You wanna fuck on me?
Yeah, you don't fuck on him. He's just like there. He's trying to have a good time. You know, he's like 45. He's having sex with this like 18-year-old.
Slap
and then
him
like
right the fuck back.
And then like, you know, the walking skeleton Pete Davidson is just suddenly like, I'm just going to punch you in your face for like no reason. For no reason, bro.
You
like,
say for no reason, but
he's the burgeoning alcoholic of the group.
But he's got a reason.
Who is Pete Davidson? Or
yeah. Shit eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking Jack Skellington ass.
Okay.
Like, well, still, though, he did it, obviously, to antagonize him.
Sure.
Yeah. And Lee Pace was like, you know what, man? I'm a bigger man. You know, I'm a vet. Like, I'm caring. I like
And
animals.
It turned out, see, I like that. I mean, it's a simple thing.
I
but
like it because he's
he
not
turns
actually
out to be
a veterinarian.
He's a veterinarian.
Dude, but even still, when so they said he's a vet, I took one look at him, and I'm like, I buy it.
Exactly. Because it goes off. And what does that have to do with anything? It has to do with, like, appearances and social media and how, like, you misinterpret one thing and then becomes a trope.
Well, not
and
like
then
that, like
it becomes your identity.
It shows, like, what our idea of vets are, too, in a situation like this. No, I'm saying in a situation like this where people are being murdered, it's like, okay, well, who do we know? Oh, the guy that was in the military that was murdering people. The guy that was in the military that
our
may have PTSD.
That is
PTSD,
That's a correct idea of vets.
The guy that suddenly has a go bag
with a knife.
If they were good
at being vets, then that is a correct idea of vets.
Yeah, but still, like, you know,
but
why?
Still, dude, you
did
can't
it to defend,
don't you ever
they defend
They
did it to defend our country,
again.
Dude.
Ever.
Like,
he
you know.
Really, he did a really
honor,
bad job of defending
honor,
vets.
Honor the vets, dude.
Ever
like, they fought and died.
Vets.
They fought and died for our country, dude.
Stop it. Get some help.
They protect
needed,
your
they
freedom.
Fucking college tuition and then didn't go anyway.
You like those Michael Jordan memes, dude? You know who you have to thank? The vets.
Shit.
That's who. The vets are the reason you have Michael Jordan.
What about
gifts.
The vets of other countries? You like them?
No.
Well, they're just fucking warriors serving
the
country.
I don't have
why not?
I don't have their memes. So I don't know. I can't appreciate what they
On
did.
On Veterans Day, why don't we honor veterans from other countries since it's all veterans?
You know why? Because they're not fighting for our freedom, brother.
Oh, my God.
They're fighting for somebody's freedom.
Not ours. Not in my backyard. Get the fuck out.
Oh,
get
no,
him out of here.
You guys are right. When the twist happens.
Get him out of here.
When he's not a vet, but he's like a veterinarian.
That's
oh,
a fun little
fuck,
thing,
it's
dude.
So, it's so good. That's a and then when you find like when you find out at the end that it's not her phone. Oh.
Okay. I had a little bit with that, but bro, I was guessing through this whole movie.
Oh, were
like
you?
I was guessing. So at first I'm like, okay, well it's definitely like the main girl, like the girlfriend, like not the white girl. And then I'm like, oh, okay, well, yeah, it's Lee Pace. It's obviously Lee Pace. And then it's like, oh no, it's definitely the fucking white girl.
You just went basically through the like, whole cast. You're like,
well, yeah,
it's
dude,
her.
That's good.
No,
like,
but it's definitely her. No. But it's definitely her.
But that's,
no. But it's definitely
that's
her.
A good. That's a sign of a good script. Is like you're guessing who it is. Like it's not clear who the killer is. And like you're bouncing from killer to killer, you're like, oh yep, I could see why it's this person. Oh, I could see why it's
got
that
you,
person.
Dude. That's the sign of a good script. He got you now.
Yeah, you're engaged.
Oh, dude,
you know?
I'm just gonna watch this part.
It's
real
not
quick.
Obvious.
It is fucking Knives Out, except for shitty.
It's Knives Out meets TikTok, dude. That's what I'm telling you.
It's so weird. I fell asleep during Knives Out, and I just don't ever want to watch it again.
It's really good.
It's really good.
That's what
really
everyone says, good, man. And now there's the sequel, Glass Onions, coming out. I'm like, fuck that movie.
Is that the name of it?
I'm
Glass
being completely
Onions?
Arbitrary. I'm being mad about this whole situation with Knives Out. Yeah, it's called Glass Onion.
That's a weird fucking name.
Glass. So was Knives Out.
I'm and like, then you keep thinking,
what
it's,
is Ryan Johnson doing?
It's the other dude, because they keep mentioning this guy who left earlier and is like, you know, it's like, oh, he confessed his feelings and then there was a fight and then he stormed off. And you're like, oh, it's that motherfucker. It's definitely that guy. And like, they never show him until like the very end of the movie. But the whole time you're expecting him to come back because you've been conditioned by all these other movies you've seen that have taken all these other tropes. And you're like, oh, yeah, I've seen this before. I know how this goes. And instead of delivering in the same old fashion, they subvert your expectations.
Yeah, but isn't that what you expect in a film like this?
Subversion of expectations?
Yeah, so it's like, it would be...
Yes, and I'm normally let down, so they subverted my expectations by not letting me down and subverting my expectations.
It would be more impressive if they played it straight, and it was like, yeah, the killer is actually the killer the entire time, instead of this like, but it's not...
Yeah, but that's boring.
But it's not my phone. Let me look at the TikTok. He's doing a TikTok dance. Oh, it's fucking cool because he killed himself.
Yeah, but in
a
whodunit, like, you don't want to know whodunit right away, because then what's the point? You're like, oh, he did it. Otherwise, what's the point?
You don't want to know a whodunit right away, because otherwise, what's the point? Whodunit?
You're like, he did it.
You're like, he did it.
He done it.
Hey, yeah. You know, you ever start a movie and you think you figured it out the first couple minutes, and then at the end they fuck it up on you and you ain't figured out shit,
and you're like, who did it?
And then you're like, who done this?
You're like, oh, he done
and
it.
Then, oh, he
done
did it. He did it after all. Oh shit! But actually, it was a double twisteroo, and it wasn't him in.
And
the
he done it. He done it to himself.
I do get this, though, like what Jorge said, and I can't fault the movie by itself for that.
Don't
this,
side with him.
This subverting expectations is no longer subverting expectations.
Yeah, it's just expectations
because,
now.
Because it's always subverting expectations. Like,
which is great, because normally they're not subverting any.
We've painted ourselves into a corner, right? Because if you do the expected, then I'm like, fuck you. And if you subvert the expectation, I'm like, oh, yes, here you go.
So if all the expectations are subverted, none of the expectations
are subverted. There is no good way to do anything.
What's the third option?
There isn't one.
They just don't make a movie.
There's just like, yeah, the third option is Rubber, like with the tire. That movie. That's the third option.
That's good. That's good shit. Only one of them has a dead Pete Davidson, though.
I mean, the only thing I could think that would make me like, oh, okay, well, at least if it was somebody completely unrelated to the entire cast. Like, that would be like, okay, all right.
You mean a killer, like, outside of the friend group?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it's just a slasher.
Which is not a bad idea.
It's not a clever whodunit, then.
I don't give a fuck about the whodunit part. That's what I'm telling you.
What about it being clever, though?
It's not clever.
It is. It's
fucking not clever.
It's witty.
That's the problem, is it's not clever. It's not witty. The fucking dialogue is for shit, because it's like, oh, you don't understand. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, please. Can you stop with this cycle babble bullshit?
It starts,
my God,
with,
in heaven.
Oh, what's cycle babble?
Blah, 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 blah.
What's cycle
blah, blah, blah.
What's cycle blah, blah.
Well, when you were talking about it earlier, when he's talking about like narcissism and shit, I'm like, I don't care.
Well, it's a quick scene, but it shows me where the movie's head is at.
Yeah.
And they're talking about like the, you know, like everybody's fucking like their trauma is what fucking dictates. It's like, okay,
you know,
dude,
are so toxic.
Fucking get it, man. You're so toxic. We're all fucked up to the core, and that's like, there's nothing we can do about it but to escape our demons by death. Like, great. That's the end of the world for us.
I don't think that's what I got.
I know, but no. But that's what I'm like. That's like what I'm like. Ah, fuck. Dude, we get it, man. Like, it's not.
Tell them what you got. Tell them what you need.
I got
one hand in my pocket.
I don't cry when my dog runs away. I don't get angry at the bills I have to pay.
I'm not joining in.
You
on
know
this
why?
One.
Because he's numbed out on fucking smack. That's why he doesn't. He's like, apathy is love, and well, love is what I got.
He doesn't feel anything now because he's fucking.
I'm
dead.
Numbed out. Apathy is love.
Now we're talking. Exactly. That's what's up, dude.
No, so. Again, I mean, I got.
Whatever the back name, man.
Whatever the back sign of saying. Oh, never mind. Wait a minute. I have extensions of what I said at the beginning, which is that it's dealing. Okay, we haven't talked at all about the new girl, the foreign girl.
I can't wait to tell you all about her.
Well.
suicide machines doing?
When they locked her out of the house, when they locked her out of the house, in the rain, because when
they locked her out of the house,
they had decided
they locked her out of the house. When they locked her out of the house, when they locked her out of the house,
right? That's it's basically that same shit, dude. I had a strong reaction to that, and so did. Hi, Sophia. Actually, too, because she gets locked out of the house because they need to have a boogeyman and pin this on somebody, no matter how irrational it was. And I don't know. Has anyone ever had that experience? Because I've had that experience.
Of what? Having all your friends murdered around you?
Yes.
While you play a game?
Locked out of the house.
Being locked out of the house, figuratively speaking, and while, like, you know, and they peg it on you, and then it's just
cruelty. Better not peg on me.
Well, this is my thing.
They try to peg on me.
It's just cruelty. Like, none of them have any actual loyalty or friendship with
each
other.
They're all shitty people. Like, totally shitty people.
Well, and I think that's what I got. And it's like, well, that's what's the point of that? The point of that is that that's amplified with all this bullshit you got to worry about now. Like, the youth. What up with the youth? Like Corey Feldman said.
The you know youth. You know what they say about the young.
It's basically like euphoria, but
youthphoria.
It's youthphoria,
but not good.
But not dramatic, and goofy, and slightly satirical. In a house, it's like the same kind of deal.
Dude, slightly satirical.
In a house.
What do you make of the last scene where it says like fucking when her phone gets turned back on? And she's like, "We've got service."
It's on my phone.
Well, she's like, "We've got service," and then it ends. What do you make of that, Jorge?
It's fine.
Well, life can go on now because we have service on my phone now. Like, you get what I mean? That's deep, dude.
See, I took it more
you
as...
You didn't get it, dude.
I didn't
get it. I took it...
You didn't get bodies, bodies.
Yeah.
I took it more as like... Two and a half
star. Fuck, I didn't get it. It didn't anger me. It's a 2.5-star movie.
That dude showed up, and then like they get the service and the Wi-Fi and all the power comes back on. It's like, oh, great. Now we can alert people to the fact that there's dead bodies here right as somebody else is showing up, seeing us completely covered in blood, like fighting in the mud.
Yeah.
And the mud and the blood and the beer.
Yeah.
Mud and the blood and the guts. That's dope. I don't know, man. I'm kind of bummed you didn't like it. I didn't like
Treasure Girls either.
I'm surprised at how much...
And this stunk to high heaven of Treasure Girls.
I hear you on that. It definitely does have like the whole like...
Shit.
What are they called? Zennials? I don't know. Whatever the fucking super young, annoying Zennials. TikTok generation is. Like, it definitely has that air all over it. But... I thought it was fun, you know, like I did kind of expect a little bit of a whodunit, but I expected it to be a little bit more, I don't know, like more serious, I guess. I know everybody's like, it's a satire, but I expected it to be like more obnoxious and really lean into how shitty the generation is. Like, and they did, like they're shitty people, but not just like annoyingly shitty people. And then like, you know, I really enjoyed the ending, like when it happened and I did not see it coming. I laughed out loud. I definitely lolled. Yeah, man.
You lolled, dude?
I definitely lolled.
Damn, that's fucked up.
I like laughed out loud out loud.
Like, did you actually say LOL? LOL!
I did. I yelled it out in the theater.
Lol!
LOL! Lols!
Okay, what about the champagne trick?
That was dope.
And see, I thought it... Here's the thing. I buy... The whole thing that he killed himself trying to do the champagne.
Yeah.
Because it makes perfect sense with the themes of the movie. And it's not far off, dude.
He's shown that he's insecure. Like,
the stupid motherfucker is trying to make a fucking story.
We've all seen it happen where like somebody's emasculated in front of their friends or their girlfriend. And so they try to do something like every dumb, time but that impressive. I come here. Yep. You know, let me jump over the fire pit. And then you fall in the fire pit. You know, like,
my goal is to emasculate you.
I mean, that's dope. You try to peg on me?
Try to peg me, baby?
I'll peg you back.
Yeah.
Baby? Sorry for calling you baby.
I mean, it's fine.
The one you call daddy.
But if you're going to put it in, like, you have to use a toy. You can't use your own. Just saying.
Why are you like that?
Just because. I don't know where you've been. I mean, I know some of the places you've been.
Yeah, really. Yeah. And yeah. You like them.
I meant the older ones.
Shut the fuck up. Wow. You've been in the older ones.
No, I haven't. Have I? No, I don't think so. I don't think we're Eskimo brothers.
Let's go back. Go back. Go back to where
that's a we don't want to go down that path. Thank God.
I meant like the older ones, like the old ones, like
oh, like the old oh,
like
God,
like Cthulhu, through the glory hole only.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So masculinity, toxic masculinity. Okay. Let's unpack this real quick. This isn't my words. This is from an article, but. Why not? Real quick.
Sure.
In addition to the film's revelations about social media culture, blah, 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 blah. From the start, its effects on the women in the film, toxic masculinity and effects on the women in the film. From the start, it's clear David harbors bitterness and jealousy towards Greg. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like Jorge alluded to earlier, there is a reason. All of which ultimately stem from his own insecurities. Mm-hmm. David lashes out and begins accusing Emma of liking their friend Max more than she does him. Who cares? Their fight leads him outside where he tries to prove his masculinity and gain validation from TikTok followers. Here we go. Yep. All because he feels less than, and it takes out on the wrong people.
That's the reason I do it.
He also sees wow, such awareness. He also sees Greg as a threat to his own masculinity, which is why he tries to regain some of that lost confidence online. David's death was the result of his toxic masculinity gone too far, and that in turn affects the rest of his friends. The trauma of seeing him die carries over into everything, coloring the young women's interactions with each other, how they perceive one another and David, as well as the paranoia and suspense that courses throughout Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. David's actions, due to toxic masculinity and insecurity, essentially set off a chain reaction that leaves his female friends in a state of constant fear and anxiousness.
Does it have to be toxic masculinity? Can it just be
insecurity?
Alcohol insecurity? And stupidity?
Yeah. Like,
well, I think it will actually, the only reason I'd say I actually buy that is because it was very clear. There's a ratio in this film of guys to girls. And there's a representation of guys. You have the older guy. You have shit eyes. And then you have this mentioned guy who doesn't show up to the end. Who we have as a potential third suspect roaming the perimeter, but he's not on the perimeter. He doesn't show up till the end.
And like, how old man, are all these people like supposed to be?
So that's how it's represented.
Because Lee Pace looks like he's in his 40s. Like they're saying yeah. something about these girls being in college, but Pete Davidson is homegirl's best friend, and he looks like he's late 20s, early 30s at least. And he's then the guy that shows up at the end looks old.
I got the feeling that these girls were in their like very early 20s.
Yeah.
Like,
and they just hang out with like early older 20s dudes
post high school.
Okay.
Well, I don't think Pete Davidson's not that much older because his ex was the chick that is with the other girl. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they grew up together, from what we're led to believe.
So I mean, I get what you're saying. Toxic masculinity. Basically, the big problem with it is insecurity. Anyway, I mean, at bottom, you're still talking.
Well,
it
bugs me because like we can't be. I'm using the royal we. We can't be insecure without being toxic.
Oh, like the Silver Sun pickup song.
Exactly, dude. I'm kind of bugged by that representation of it because like, well, I'm either toxic and anxiety riddled, or I'm like okay.
Well,
at least
isn't it true?
¿Por qué no los dos?
Well, no, you can be
toxic and anxiety.
Well, I gotta tell you.
What I mean is that I feel like we could be anxiety riddled without being toxic.
Oh yeah,
to women.
Well, I think it's a pessimistic view of both men and women, and particularly both young men and women. You know, and also there's another thing too, like the old dude Lee Pace. I'm like. Because I was thinking about the men thing in this, and I'm like, okay, so this is how this movie's representing dudes. And then you got this old guy, and I'm like, okay, that's predatory. I'm unpacking all this and this and this. But then I'm like, okay, look, she's in her early 20s. He's an older guy. And it's like, maybe you're just being a dick about this because, like, you know, because honestly, he's the most decent guy in the fucking movie. Besides that he's with a 20-something-year-old chick. He's a lot more fucking, I'm sorry, and he should be because he's like in his 40s, right? But he's a lot fucking more, what's the word? Well-maintained. Like, he's not fucking shit eyes. You get what I'm saying? He's not belligerent. He's not a belligerent drunk young guy. He's like, he's calm, he's centered, and he's able to walk away from altercations. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But... he's also in his 40s, preying on a young 20-something-year-old girl. So it's like...
What are you trying to say, dude?
I'm trying to say that this is kind of a pessimistic... But also, it's kind of not telling you how to feel about that. Like, you bring your own thing to it. But he's the most well-adjusted guy in the movie.
So I would... Then I would ask this.
He's not toxic masculinity, except that he's dating a 20-something-year-old.
Yeah, and also that other guy just left.
Is, right? Like in this film. So
what I don't know though, because
I guess what I'm getting at is that if that's the idea,
that's more about your view of that.
What I'm getting at, I guess, is that like is there a film or is there a piece of art that can frame men in a way that they are damaged, but also not toxic at the same time.
Absolutely. No.
So like, no. At least in terms of what we've seen recently, like we've been shown men, which was just like full blown, like
toxic masculinity. Well,
cause I think, I mean,
is that the only representation we have of men who are fucked up?
Well, I think the answer lies in what it means to you. Like the toxic thing is something we've inherited, not something you're personally responsible for. I'm personally responsible for coming to terms with the reality of it though. It's just like I'm not responsible for slavery. However, I am responsible for recognizing the reality of systemic oppression as a thing that I was born into, and that there are certain things. So it's not like it's not personal responsibility for toxic masculinity, but it's a fact. There has been patriarchy.
I know, and there has been that. I understand. I guess I understand that, but.
Sick of seeing this shit.
Not that I'm sick of it, but do we have like I just recently watched Ex Machina, and while I really enjoy that film, it's another exploration of like
there's a lot of self-hatred in
toxic masculinity going. Oh my god,
yeah,
going on in that film, and I'm
not he's unpacking a lot of those issues in men, yeah. Alex Garland. Still, yeah,
I agree. And not that I'm.
The other one too?
Annihilation?
Yeah.
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 That I'm feeling beat down by it because, like, as a person who I feel like I'm not, like, handcuffed to being toxic, the representation of it in film has sort of started to grate a little bit because it seems one-sided.
I agree. No, I get what you're coming from, and I think the way out for me is I know it's gonna sound weird probably. I don't deny the reality that I have a schlong, okay? I don't consider my identity to be determined. My inner self is not determined by any of those things. So if that makes sense. And also,
I agree with you.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, I know that. I know this. Yeah, exactly. And I think integration is the thing. Integrating your repressed elements, whether they, if you want to say, before you would say repressed feminine elements, but now it's different because you want to kind of avoid the binary thing. But no, integrating the feminine elements with the masculine elements. And when you do that, you are going to necessarily become, in my view, you're going to be working towards being less toxic in general. What I would ask, and I asked this way back with fucking, and I don't mean this to be like, I'm coming from the same place you are with this question. Is there such a thing as toxic femininity?
Yes.
Yeah, but you see, we don't hear about it, right? But the reason why, I get why now. I didn't honestly 3 years ago, and that speaks to how things have developed for me, honestly. We don't hear about it because they weren't in charge of shit for the last fucking 5,000 years, and they weren't raping us and dragging us by the hair.
It's
very, so of course we don't hear about it as much.
I mean, if you want to pull me by my hair, like
I think it's also hard to rape us. This is not a.
I mean, not me.
Jesus Christ! This is not a film that's targeted at fucking 40-year-old
white dudes.
White dudes, man. Like this is not. This is not the film that we're like, oh, dude, I
know exactly. My finger's on the pulse.
The funny thing is, when I went into this movie, I just had the state of mind like, this is not for me. This is not made for me. This is not made for like older white guys. Like, this is for a younger generation, and that's fine. I have to keep that in mind. But like, even still, like, fuck it, man. I thought it was fun. I had a lot of fun with it.
Matt came out of it. He's like, I'm toxic as fuck, man.
I
enjoyed that movie.
No, I came out of it and I was like, God damn it. Now I have to tell Rhett that I like this.
Yeah. And you know what? When I was watching it, I'm like, this doesn't make sense if he doesn't like this. It means he's just going to go with what he decided beforehand.
No, it was dope. I dug it.
Totally. Is it one of your favorites in the genre of the year?
It. I would be hard pressed to say that it would make my top five. I don't. I mean, like, there's a lot of year left, but I don't see any situation where, I mean, who knows? Maybe having seen it now, because I wanted to watch it again, so maybe watching it a second time, like, knowing what's actually happening, maybe I'll have a whole new appreciation for it, and maybe it will crack my top five.
But, I didn't hate it. I didn't
Smile's
going to
be your number one, dude. Guaranteed. Smile.
I think that'll end up on one of the lists.
Yeah, I didn't hate it. I didn't love it. I don't think it's profound, but I think it's got some good marks here and there, and, again, I think that the reaction to Pete Davidson is exactly what the filmmakers were looking for.
Yeah, you know what?
They wanted people to get
And they took him out quick, and that's good. You know, it's like, because if I had to sit through him for 90 minutes, like, also that movie fucking flew by. Like, for me, it was quick.
I you know what I gotta say? The last 30 minutes, I looked at my phone like three times. Like, okay, another 5 minutes, another 10 minutes. Like, wrap it up. I was at the wrap it up stage. But yeah, I mean, generally,
it felt like, you know, when you're studying as a kid, and you're like, you're reading a book, and you're like, "Fuck, dude, those 3 hours, fuck!" And you look at your watch, 2 minutes has passed by. That's
me now, dude.
That's what this movie felt like for me, man.
I must have been reading this book for at least 2 days. Yeah. 42 seconds.
42 seconds, man. Fuck.
To ask a movie you mentioned earlier, Fresh. Did you prefer this or Fresh?
Fresh, for sure.
Me too.
Like Fresh just ticked all the boxes for me, man. Because, like, it really, like, that first half hour is a fucking rom-com. Oh. It's meet cutes. It's, like, all this cute little love story. It's everything that I want in, like, a non-horror movie. And if it gets thrown into a horror movie, that's cool, too. But then, like, it turns into this, like, hard fucking horror film out of nowhere. And it's a two-hour film, but with the first 30 minutes being, like, so completely different than the rest of the film, I'm recognizing some similarities between what I'm saying now and something I said to you earlier. But, like, with the first 30 minutes being almost a completely different film, it's so enjoyable in this respect, because, like, it really sets you up for one thing and then just...
It didn't have the same effect in the thing you were
Yeah.
To me, it did. I felt like, about the other thing, I felt it was jarring, so I'll agree with you, but... I know that it was intentionally jarring.
Yeah.
And it grabbed me quickly because of the scenario the guy was going through. We'll get to that later.
Fresh could end up in my top five. Fresh is like the first movie.
Why, dude, I was kind of like, should we do an episode on that?
It's the first movie I've seen this year that I can remember that I was really like, damn, this is fucking good. Like, this is, I'm totally into this.
Man, he did a good job. The Winter Soldier did a good job.
Yeah, Fresh was dope. Hella dope.
Dope. Good music.
Yep.
Dance scenes.
Fresh?
Yeah, Fresh. Right, it's on Hulu. It's pretty fucking good, man. It's pretty good. If you dig movies like Sleepless in Seattle and While You Were Sleeping and shit, like, the first 30 minutes are totally on that vibe. And then it's just like, oh no. Cannibalistic fucking rich people.
Consensus? Don't hate on Bodies, 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 but watch Fresh instead.
I think Bodies, Bodies, Bodies is worth a watch.
Yeah, I mean, if you're curious, satisfy your curiosity. If you're not, it's unlikely to... Well, I shouldn't say that.
I feel like
Matt was fucking not on
board.
I was
totally out. And I feel like it might even be a movie that's fun to watch with a couple people, you know, if, like...
You just never know.
Yeah, if you can, you know, get a little bit into it, like, you know, the whole, like, oh, don't go in there, and then you're, like, holding on to each other and screaming kind of shit. If you guys can do that, like, guessing who did it and, like, what's happening, like, it seems like it could be a lot of fun.
Cool.
Next week is...
The Burning?
Is it The Burning?
Well, don't say next week, next episode.
Bodies, the Burning, Barbarian. Yeah,
don't ever say next week again. Ever.
Ever. That's just setting ourselves up for
failure.
That's
just a mistake.
This is setting Matt up for Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
Fuck you, NoCal Mike. Fuck God you.
Yeah, The Burning. And then Barbarian. And then as to be determined, we want to make sure. We want to make sure what we're doing after that.
But we know in October we think we're doing Smile with Hocus Pocus.
Bro.
We're doing the new Hellraiser. We're doing the new Halloween.
Terrifier 2.
Terrifier 2 should be in there somewhere.
Oh, I got to mention this. I tried showing Sophia Terrifier.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. After Poltergeist 2.
Okay.
Guess what she was a lot more scared of?
Terrifier.
Poltergeist 2.
Really?
That fucking reverend, she said, was way fucking... She even watched the fucking chick getting cut in half.
That's the best scene.
Well, it was. It still holds up. But that was not nearly as scary to her as that reverend smiling.
His fucking teeth are so gross.
That dude is fucking nightmare fuel.
So gross.
Reverend Kane, most underrated character in horror.
He's rad, dude. Yeah, he doesn't get enough recognition.
Yeah.
I know he would pop up in those like AMC 100 scariest things of horror, and like him showing up at the door.
Can you imagine being like the scariest thing in horror by just
your fucking teeth?
Just having a face. Having
a head. That's it. You're so fucking like, revolting. Like, you're one of the worst things in horror.
Like, he talks and you're like, ugh! What's wrong with you? I'm just existing here, bro. How did they make this animatronic character? Yeah. He looks real. But, The Burning next week.
Yeah. I want to take a quick minute to send a thought out to the family of Sean Bigby. I met him a couple times. He lives in my neighborhood, listens to the show, was a big fan of the show, was a real nice guy, passed away in his sleep like 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God.
It was sudden, total bummer. But from when I met him, he was a cool dude, really dug the show. You know, he liked Martyrs, which, you know, can't fault him for that, I guess.
I can't, because that's fucking one of the best fucking...
Hey, you know, I don't agree to disagree.
Oh, this century, but in my opinion.
Are you talking about Dr. Fu Manchu?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, what the fuck?
No, not him. His name is Sean.
Because I've actually met him.
Yeah.
I don't think I met Sean Bigby.
No, Sean Bigby, yeah. But Sean passed away.
Not that that makes a difference that I met you or not, but...
Yeah. Still a fan of the show. Cool
Jeez.
Dude.
Jeez. All right, fuck.
Yep. Give people their flowers while they're around. Tell us how great we are. Go to patreon.com/whogoesthereypodcast.
What a fucking transition.
He would like it. He would like that joke.
Sean would appreciate it.
All righty. We'll see you next episode.
Bye, whenever Sophia. That is.
This is Jorge signing out.
This is Matt.
This is Ree.
Bye.
I'm not going to worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever going to be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.